This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Come October 1st, Idaho residents will need some extra identification in order to board a flight or access a federal building. One easy form of documentation is called the Idaho Star Card. Joining us live in studio to talk more about this are Alberto Gonzalez and Vince Tromboli with the Idaho Department of Transportation. Welcome back to the program. You guys were here a couple months ago talking about this.
That's right. Thank you for having us again.
Okay, thanks. So let's just start with this. What is a Star Card for folks who may not know?
Star Card is Idaho's Real ID compliant card. So the federal government passed the law back in 2005 that by a date certain, it would require states to collect certain amount of information from folks that would make it a Real ID compliant card. This card will allow folks to fly commercial flights and enter federal buildings after October 1st of 2020.
And Idaho chose what not to... I don't want to say compliant, but Idaho.
Well, there was a moratorium, right? There was a moratorium bill passed by the state legislature, but they lifted that in 2017, I believe. And once they lifted it, then we put the process in place to implement the Star Card, Idaho's Real ID.
So then, how do you go about getting a Star Card?
What we keep telling the public is before you go to the DMV, it's important that you go to the website. And if you go to itd.idaho.gov, you can click on Star Card, and everybody's situation is different. So you can go in there and look to see what documents you need to bring. But when you go into the DMV, you're going to need some form of identification document, a birth certificate or a passport. In addition to that, you'll need a Social Security card. And then two forms of proof of residency. So utility bills, insurance bills, bank statements, et cetera, something that shows your name and address here in Idaho.
And because of what Alberto said, that everybody's situation is different. If you go to the Add the Star tool on our website, you will then answer a series of questions. And by answering those, it will tell you what the documents you need to bring are. Now, there are different situations. Obviously, somebody that doesn't have the same name now that they did at birth, you need to trace that name. So it will tell you what to bring in with you. And we've had some people show up without it, but we're definitely seeing more and more people come prepared, and we're getting more and more feedback on the tool. And so every time we get some feedback, we make it better. And we're seeing right now our numbers climb to the highest level we've seen of people renewing. The last time we were here, at least the last time I was here talking to you, Gemma, we were at about 8%.
Right.
That's the amount of people coming in and renewing and getting a Star Card. This last month, we were at 60%.
Wow.
So 59, but we'll round up
we'll
to
round
60.
We'll round up to 60,
But so we are seeing that more and more people... As we get closer, obviously we knew we'd see it increase, but we've seen an exponential really increase over the last, you know, 11 or 12 months.
Now, what if you don't have a certain documentation? Because, Alberto, you mentioned like Social Security card. I mean, I know my Social Security number, but I actually don't know if I have an actual physical copy of it somewhere.
It's a great question. In fact, many of the folks that leave without a Star Card is because they don't have the appropriate document. So... People come in, for instance, with a marriage document from a chapel in Vegas, which does not equate to the same vital statistics marriage certificate, right? Or they come in with a pay stub instead of a Social Security card. The Social Security card, although we verify those things through electronic formats, the federal government still requires us to view either a Social Security card or a W-2 that's been given to you. But if you just go online, you can explain what documents you do have or don't have, and it walks you through what's an acceptable alternative to that documentation.
Right, and everybody thinks a Social Security card, but you can also use a W-2. So when you go through that Add the Star tool, it will tell you that. It will tell you what those – and for each category, it'll tell you what the different types are. There's several ways to verify your residence, right? It's not just one or two things. You only need two forms, but there are several different ways, and it will tell you what all of those options are.
Well, because the last thing you want to do is go to the DMV, and I know I've heard stories of people, at least in Ada County, I mean, waiting for hours, and then all of a sudden, you can't get the Star Card.
So, a couple things.
go ahead, boss.
A couple years ago, there were definitely some longer wait times at the counties, and you know there are peak days. But amazingly enough, the average wait time last month at Canyon County was about 25 minutes.
Oh, wow.
But there are peak days like Mondays and Fridays, which are still, you know, it doesn't matter if it's 30 minutes or 2 hours. You don't want to wait that long and then not get a star card. So it's best to come prepared.
Well, and can't you, you can make an appointment though online now, correct?
You can for two counties. So right now you can make appointments in Ada County, and up north you can do that in Kootenai County.
Okay, but in Ada County, I checked today, it's June 10th is the first time you can get
an appointment. About 90
days out. Yeah, they're out because we're getting close to October 1st of 2020, and you know, everything we hear from the federal government, that it's full steam ahead. So we're hoping that people will start getting in there now. Look, there are lines, and that's unfortunate, but anecdotally, you will hear those stories before you hear the story of it took me 25 minutes to get in.
Well, of course.
Right?
You always tell
You're
the bad
story, right?
You're
always going to hear the bad story, but we know through tracking it that it's definitely better, but it may start to increase just because of the growth we've seen in our state, in Ada Canyon, in Kootenai County up north as well. So, I mean, a lot of it is just driven by there are more people here in Idaho, so there are more people to get through.
So do you have to get it in the county that you live in? Because I've heard some people maybe going to Valley County or Horseshoe Bend or something like that to get it.
Right.
And I'm all like, but if I wait in line for 25 minutes, then I don't have to drive to Horseshoe Bend. And so it's kind of a trade-off.
The answer, I think, is no. But, you know, some of these smaller counties are, it's busy there because people are going from, you know, they live in Eagle and they might go to Jim County or they might go to, you know, to Horseshoe Bend, right? Mm-hmm. Idaho County or
Boise County.
Boise County. Sorry, Boise County. So, I mean, that is happening, but I think we would like people to go to their home county because that's the county that's built to suit their demand. Although, again, there's a lot of growth in Ada and Canyon County, so you're seeing longer wait times at times.
So now, who needs the star card? And I ask that because I've got kids. And so do you need one like under the age of 18?
So that's a really good question. And right now we continue to encourage people, all people, to get a star card, to get a real ID. If you plan on traveling or entering a federal building, it's important that even if you're under 18 that you get it. Mm. Now, who's required to have one to travel? If you're under 18 and you're accompanied by a parent who has a star card, you don't need a star card. However, there's also other forms of ID. So people who currently have a passport, they could take a passport in lieu of a star card, or a military ID, or if you have TSA PreCheck. Those are other alternatives to getting the star card. But, you know, the easiest thing, the most common document we carry is our driver's license or identification card. So we just encourage it from a ease or convenience that you just obtain the star card when you go renew your driver's license.
And I always tell people, look, yes, you can use your passport, but do you really want to take your passport for a commuter flight to Portland or Denver or Phoenix? Would you rather just use this ID and leave that document in the safe at home?
Right. Good information. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about this, because that deadline's coming up quicker than we probably think.
That's right.
We've been talking with Alberto Gonzalez and Vince Tromboli with the Idaho Department of Transportation about the star card. And we want to hear your questions about coronavirus. Do you have a story that you would like to share? Do you want to leave us a voicemail so that we can share that and answer some questions when we have experts on? If you do, you can call us at 208-426-3625. Again, 208-426-3625. And we are keeping you up to date on this issue on our website. Go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org for our updated blog on coronavirus. It's Friday. Really do try to have an enjoyable weekend. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and we'll see you back here on Monday.